With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. U.S. military bases all across Europe at a heightened state of alert. Reports say the elevated alert status is highest in a decade, and typically such an increase is based on a, quote, active, reliable threat.
You'll find that they'll, put more scrutiny at the gates. They'll listen to all sorts of chatter on the Internet. They'll have forces that are ready to deploy should there be an attack.
Military affairs analyst, retired Lieutenant Colonel Robert McGinnis.
All U.S. personnel are put on a special alert to make sure that if they see something, they say something.
Meanwhile, NATO allies heading to Washington this week for a summit. Some 40 nations will be represented. Also at SRNnews.com, surveys of Chinese factory managers show a mixed outlook for the world's number two economy, with growth steady but not exactly picking up any steam.
The official Purchasing Managers Index, compiled by the China Federation of Logistics and Purchasing, remained at 49.5 in June on a scale up to 100. A private sector survey was more optimistic, edging up to 51.8 from 51.7 in the previous month. The official PMI for new export orders slipped to 49.4 from 49.6.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting the situation in crisis mode for many elderly Americans. Experts say sophisticated overseas criminals stealing tens of billions of dollars from Americans every year, a crime wave projected to get worse as the population ages and technology makes it easier for them to successfully perpetrate fraud. This is SRN News. A North Carolina school board gives up prayer.
After being threatened by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, Robeson County school officials have decided to end their practice of opening their meetings with a prayer. The foundation's primary goal is to rid the public square of Christianity altogether, and it does so by sending demand letters to various small public organizations with the implication of legal action. Most local school boards and councils give in rather than go to court. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Ohio lawmakers advancing a ban on males using female restrooms and locker rooms. Late night state house vote to approve the measure, taking place just before legislators left Columbus for the summer. Now the state Senate will vote this fall. The bill pertains to public K-12 schools and institutions of higher education. Schools would still be able to provide single-use and family bathroom facilities. This is SRN News. GOP approving four spending bills designed to trim government waste.
House Republicans are moving quickly ahead with a dozen appropriations bills for the upcoming fiscal year, but they're working without input from Democrats. The chairman of the House Appropriations Committee, Congressman Tom Cole, says Republicans are putting forward their own plan. Domestic spending programs will be cut by about 6%, and defense spending will be allowed to increase 1%. They're also adding in some policy mandates, like forbidding travel reimbursement for U.S. service members who seek an abortion out of state because they can't get one legally where they're based. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Folks living downriver of a Wisconsin dam that was breached by floodwaters have now been allowed to go back into their homes. No injuries have been reported. More details at SRNnews.com.